President Bush told leaders of the 19-nation NATO alliance that he's prepared to field limited but effective missile defense as soon as possible. The president is in Brussels on the second day of his five-day trip to Europe. European allies have been skeptical about the deployment of space-based missile defenses because of fears of triggering a new arms race. But the president reiterated his position that new security challenges require new approaches to deterrence.
I explained that the ABM Treaty embodied the Cold War nuclear balance of terror between rival superpowers. But it no longer makes sense as a foundation for relations that should be based on mutual confidence, openness, and real opportunities for cooperation. All this marks a major shift in thinking about some of the most critical issues of world security.
NPR's Julie McCarthy is with the president at NATO headquarters. Julie, did the president change the minds of the European allies?
Well, no, Bob, but the president, I think, was certain that he opened some minds. He said he didn't come with a specific proposal on missile defense to sell, because he admitted the administration doesn't have one yet. But the president referred instead to what he called a great meeting on the topics of changing world threats and new security frameworks that would match those threats. Here's the president speaking earlier at NATO headquarters.
And I was pleased by the open and constructive reactions. I'm encouraged that in today's meeting we saw a new receptivity towards missile defense as part of a new strategic framework to address the changing threats of our world. As one of our close allies noted, the world is changing around us, and NATO's great strength has been a willingness to adapt and move forward.
The president quoted another ally, unnamed, who noted that NATO is a defensive alliance, and thus an increasing reliance should be placed on defensive systems to protect against what the president calls terrorist blackmail. That's the principal theme that runs through the president's desire to deploy a missile defense: rogue states that may be developing nuclear weapons. He described it this way.
The new threats are threats based upon uncertainty. The threats that somebody who hates freedom or hates America, hates our allies or hates Europe will try to blow us up. And the fundamental question is, will freedom-loving nations develop a system to enhance freedom, to prevent that from happening? And I make the case yes.
What other topics were on the agenda at NATO?
Well, the big question internally here is how big NATO is going to get, who's going to be able to join. And there are nine countries who are vying for the privilege: Romania, Bulgaria, Albania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Macedonia, and the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Now, Russia has always been skittish about NATO expanding eastward, and the membership of the Baltics are especially problematic as NATO tries to deepen ties with Moscow. And that, too, also came across as an important priority for NATO as well as the White House. The one decision that was made here was to commit themselves to naming at least one new member at next year's summit in Prague. They deferred any deployment of troops to Macedonia. NATO is extremely worried about the deteriorating situation there, but wants to rely on a political solution. And there were repeated warnings today to dissident Albanians fighting with Macedonian troops to stop it and to avoid engulfing the broader region yet again.
President's had protesters on this European trip. Did they get near NATO headquarters today?
Well, a parachutist performed a solo aerial lap over NATO headquarters. His desire, what he wanted to bring to public note, was the U.S. policy on missile defense. He denounced it. Helicopters guided him into a landing field behind NATO's main buildings, and he was bundled off and arrested. Others came and chained themselves to fences. They, too, were also put under arrest. But some 300 protesters were allowed in front of NATO headquarters, surrounded by a big police cordon. They booed and blew whistles as the delegations arrived for the summit. Some carried banners saying death penalty equals murder. One more demonstration of Europe's revulsion at the execution of criminals in the United States, Bob.
NPR's Julie McCarthy at NATO headquarters in Brussels.